risk management types, roles, and maturity. How do organizations manage the numerous risks to a supply chain? They engage in risk management. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines risk management as the identification, assessment, and prioritization of risks followed by coordinated and economical application of resources to minimize, monitor, and control the probability and/or impact of unfortunate events or to maximize the realization of opportunities. In supply chains, risk management is a complex end-to-end concern. A supply chain presents many opportunities in terms of resource availability, technology, market access, and the like, but it also has substantial dependence on critical resources, human expertise and materials, transport capability, and supply chain partners. Globalization adds many other risks that can expose a supply chain to upheaval. Next, we explore supply chain risk management, the role of risk managers, and an organization's risk management maturity level. Supply chain risk management. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines supply chain risk management, SCRM, as the systematic identification, assessment, and mitigation of potential supply chain disruptions with the objective of reducing their negative impacts on the supply chain's performance. Accenture produced a set of principles to help establish supply chain risk management as a discipline, here paraphrased as follows. Integrate. Align the risk management systems across the organization. Model. Develop a model of end-to-end risks and their priorities. Diversify and add flexibility. Create a diverse supplier portfolio, be flexible, and develop global visibility. Quantify. Develop contingency plans and identify unknown risks using probability modeling. Perform due diligence. Research suppliers and ensure that they are performing their own due diligence on their suppliers. Ensure. Make prudent decisions to ensure against hazards and business disruptions. In addition to integrating risk management with internal departments, supply chain risk management must be conducted by both the channel master and all the individual players, who each create their own risk management and risk response plans. A list of planned responses. The organization needs to assess each party's ability to continue the relationship and conduct business. Developing an end-to-end risk model might involve using a variety of tools and information sources to understand the environment in which the organization is operating. An IMR report cited meetings and discussions with suppliers and associates, use of predictive analytic tools, and reviewing suppliers' business continuity plans, third-party reports, and performance risk dashboards as the most common methods executives use to develop a holistic understanding of supply chain risk. In regard to diversification and flexibility, an Aberdeen Group report discussed how businesses that used risk adjusted strategies and had processes to clearly see risks and risk events and react quickly to them were also more likely to have more effective budgeting and profitability. One example of how supply chain risk is becoming better quantified is the emergence of new metrics, such as time to recovery, which is how long it takes a supply chain to recover from an adverse event, such as an earthquake or severe weather. Benchmarking against competitors using metrics like these can provide a better idea of the organization's actual levels of flexibility and supply chain visibility. The need for multi-tier due diligence is evidenced in a report by Zurich, a global insurer. Part of the report stated that 40% of all disruptions had a root cause from below the Tier 1 supplier level. Performing due diligence only with direct suppliers will not catch a large number of potential failures. The same report published statistics to show what areas of the supply chain needed insuring the most. It stated that 50% of supply chain disruptions were weather-related. Many losses related to weather disruptions are often not covered by insurance. Lloyd's of London reported in 2013 that only US $47 billion of the US $240 billion in losses from the 2011 Japanese earthquake and tsunami and the Thailand floods were covered by insurance. Much of these losses was for business disruptions, while much of what was insured was assets like plants and equipment. The second largest area, 40% of disruptions according to Zurich, were IT/telecommunications outage related. Lloyd's had large losses from climate change-driven weather events in 2018 and beyond. The U.S. National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration reported that in the 2010s, there were $119 billion disasters versus only 28 in the 1980s. As cited in an article by John Kaminsky, also, the running aground of the Ever Given in the Suez Canal in 2021 resulted in large insurance losses. so clearly many organizations have been insuring against business disruptions. Lloyd's also stated that the COVID-19 pandemic would be the largest loss on record for insurers to date. Risk managers. Risk managers have a critical role in supply chain risk management. They must examine the supply chain too. Map the entire chain and understand interdependencies. Identify potential failure points along the supply chain. Create risk awareness throughout the supply chain. Key additional duties of risk managers include the following. Devise methods to lessen risks before they become a costly problem. Prioritize funds allocated for risk management to address critical risks and minimize overall system risk. Implement risk prevention plans as projects and prepare and practice contingency plans. Collect, analyze, and implement feedback to improve future plans. Chair regular risk review meetings to keep plans current. Risk management maturity level. Risk management maturity level refers to how well developed the organization's risk management processes are relative to benchmark competition. What evidence is there that more mature risk management processes matter? According to an AR-EYE-EM-ESS.org article, ION Insurance and the Wharton School of Business developed a risk maturity index showing that organizations with the highest level of risk maturity had 50% lower stock price volatility than those at lower maturity ratings. From 2010 to 2012, only organizations with the highest risk maturity ratings had positive returns during the most volatile parts of those years. Conversely, organizations with lower risk management maturity levels experienced losses between 17 and 30% during the same periods. A 2017 version of the study supported the earlier results and also found that a 10% increase in risk maturity on their index was correlated with a 3.8% improvement in directors and officers, D&O, insurance premiums. An organization's supply chain management team may have more advanced risk management processes in some areas than in others. According to Gregory Schlegel and Robert Trent, authors of Supply Chain Risk Management, most supply chain functions are fairly advanced in how they manage risk related to supply issues and are moderately advanced in terms of demand risks, but are frequently lacking in the areas of process risk and environmental risk. What they mean by each of these broad categories of risk and why they feel the supply chain in general is at these levels are shown in Exhibit 7-3. Exhibit 7-3, Supply Chain Function Risk Management Maturity Levels by Type of Risk. Note that these are generalizations. Individual organizations may be more or less mature in each of these areas.